If you are looking for something to do this weekend, we've got a few ideas for you. Michael Bright back with us in studio. He is the calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer. Great read. You can pick it up on newsstands everywhere. And also it comes in your home free in the mail every month if you live in Ann Arbor. Michael, great to have you back. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lucianne. We're sticking with some holiday themed events this weekend. There's a special one coming up on Saturday, but we'll get to that. First off, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, there's a play going on out in Ypsilanti that I thought looked cool. It's a neighborhood theater group's putting this on. They're kind of a semi-professional theater company out of Ypsilanti. They're putting on a play called A Man for Christmas, which is a satire parody of a Hallmark style Christmas musical.
Oh, so people are taking a twist on, on the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Genre, yeah. So this is local playwright A.M. Dean and the Neighborhood Theater Group founder Kristen Ann Danko wrote this back in 2019. It's about a single woman about to turn 30, returning home from the holidays to celebrate the engagement of both her sister and her dad. And then, of course, she's out to win the affections of a local boy and make it a triple engagement for the Christmas. You know, it's a, as you would expect, a funny, funny plot for that. But tickets for that, pretty reasonable, $20. Students are 12. It's at the Black Office Studio, which is on Washington Street, downtown Ypsilanti.
All right. Well, of course, Saturday we've got our big Christmas show.
Yeah, that was the one I was holding on to. Saturday, check it out at Briarwood, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the 17th annual Lucianne Lance Hometown Christmas Radio Show.
Oh, look how he describes it. Popular local radio personality.
Yeah, Lance, that's
Gee,
you.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Totally, as we know, it's a live recording of an old-fashioned radio variety show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. Yeah. And love all the groups this year, from local kid groups on up to professional groups performing. It's just one act after another, and it makes you, I don't know, it puts you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, and you're out in festive, decorated Briarwood, and mm-hmm. you get to see behind the curtain, the magic of radio.
This is true, yeah. It won't be live. We'll be recording it for later, but we produce it as though it's live.
Right.
So that's kind of nice. We
go. I'm going to make it this year.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear
always
that.
Always tried.
So. All right. Well, bring your little girl. She'll love seeing it. Again, 10 to 3 at Briarwood Mall in the JCPenney wing. And there will be seating there so you can sit down and enjoy and just have some fun with us. There also is a community holiday sing that afternoon.
There's a lot of singing. So mm-hmm. the next three events I have for Saturday are all singing related. So if you want to join in a chorus and sing and you're feeling festive this Saturday, go down to the Farmer's Market 1 to 2 p.m. and the Ann Arbor Civic Chorus is hosting a community holiday sing. So it'll just be kind of a, yeah, they'll have sheet music and lyrics provided for you and you just got to come down and bring your voice.
Okay.
Other than that, there's a couple of vocal performances. Saturday and Sunday, the Boy Choir of Ann Arbor is doing their Christmas concert.
Yes, and on dates when it works out, they usually do ours, so it conflicted this year.
That makes sense. They're at Saturday, they're at the St. Paul Lutheran Church on Liberty, and then on Sunday, they are at the Presbyterian Church of Ypsilanti. So they're doing two locations, but it's the same program. They're kind of traditional Christmas programs, always a good time. $20 for that. It's a 3 p.m. show Saturday and then a 6 p.m. show Sunday.
Okay. Vocal Arts Ensemble with the direction of Ben Cohen. And they're an outstanding group.
They're really good. And this is at the First Congregational Church at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. They're doing a program called Stillness and Joy. It's a cappella works and also some choir pieces accompanied by a chamber orchestra, a whole variety of classical Christmas music.
All right. We're talking with Michael Bright from the Ann Arbor Observer about the events going on around town this weekend. And I also want to point out you can go to AnnArborObserver.com and get the complete listing of events. He posts those day by day, hour by hour, makes it easy. So if you just say one day in the middle of the afternoon, what's going on? Well, it's in the Ann Arbor Observer. You'll know. Next one, let's move to Sunday. I don't know if people realize the influence of the Germans on our community.
Yeah, we were heavily influenced by German immigrants back in the 19th century here in Ann Arbor, and the Kempf House Museum, which is downtown. It's on Division Street, kind of close to Liberty, behind the library there. You've probably driven by it, that White House. It's an old 19th century Greek Revival home, but they do tours there, which are kind of fun, and then they have it all decked out this Sunday and next Sunday, actually, with kind of Christmas, what they call, it's a Christmas tree made out of goose feathers, which I guess is a popular thing they used to do in German-American households at that time.
Oh, I bet that's
some
beautiful.
Other decorations. Yeah, it looks kind of cool. It's a free tour, so just pop by Sunday 1 to 4 p.m. and check out the Kempf House.
That's nice. I haven't been in there in a long time, and I remember when I did go, you learned so much history about the city.
You know, it's one of those little, like, it's kind of like the Ann Arbor Museum there down in North Main. It's just a little, you know, like a little small place, but got a lot of information.
Yeah, exactly. One more for us?
Yeah, Ellen Rowe is doing a Christmas program at the Carytown Concert House Sunday afternoon. It's all about the trio. It's one of her kind of series that she does out there. But she'll be playing with Paul Keller and Pete Sears, who are two great, you know, drummer and bassist around town. And then Carrie Kocher is a vibraphonist, also amazing. So they'll be doing Christmas songs with you know, holiday standards, paying tribute to jazz vibraphonists like Milt Jackson, Gary Burton, and Lionel Hampton.
I'll tell you, it doesn't get any better than those four in our community.
That's a great four
right there. And Ellen is a beautiful pianist. Yeah. She does a great job.
I think that'll be a good show. 2 p.m. Sunday, Carytown Concert House. Tickets go $30 to $40.
All right, down on North 4th Avenue across from the Ann Arbor Farmers Market. And there are plenty of other events. Check them out at AnnArborObserver.com. Our thanks to Michael Bright, calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, on the air on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY.